Ralph spoke absently. The shell was interesting and pretty and a worthy plaything, but the vivid phantoms of his daydream still interposed between him and Piggy, who in this context was an irrelevance. The palm sapling, bending, pushed the shell across the weeds. Ralph used one hand as a fulcrum and pressed down with the other till the shell rose, dripping, and Piggy could make a grab. Now the shell was no longer a thing seen but not to be touched. Ralph, too, became excited. Piggy babbled.
A conch? Ever so expensive. I bet if you wanted to buy one, you'd have to pay pounds and pounds and pounds. He had it on his garden wall, and my auntie.
Ralph took the shell from Piggy, and a little water ran down his arm. In color, the shell was deep cream, touched here and there with fading pink. Between the point, worn away into a little hole, and the pink lips of the mouth, lay 18 inches of shell with a slight spiral twist and covered with a delicate embossed pattern. Ralph shook sand out of the deep tube.
"Mooed like a cow," he said. He had some white stones, too, and a birdcage with a green parrot. He didn't blow the white stones, of course, and he said...
Piggy paused for breath and stroked the glistening thing that lay in Ralph's hands.
"Ralph!"
Ralph looked up.
"We can use this to call the others. Have a meeting. They'll come when they hear us."
He beamed at Ralph. "That was what you meant, didn't you? That's why you got the conch out of the water?" Ralph pushed back his fair hair. "How did your friend blow the conch?"
"He kind of spat," said Piggy. "My auntie wouldn't let me blow on account of my asthma. He said you blew from down here."
Piggy laid a hand on his jutting abdomen.
"You try, Ralph. You'll call the others."
Doubtfully, Ralph laid the small end of the shell against his mouth and blew. There came a rushing sound from its mouth.